Putnam Berkeley Audio presents Trojan Odyssey by Clive Cussler, read by Scott Brick. In loving memory of my wife Barbara, who walks with the angels. Night of Infamy. On or about 1190 BC, a citadel on a hill near the sea. It was a setup, created with simplicity and an acute insight into human curiosity. And it fulfilled its function flawlessly. The ugly monstrosity stood 20 feet high on 4 stout wooden legs propped on a flat platform. The housing, mounted on the legs, sat triangularly with open ends. A rounded hump rose on the front of the peaked housing with 2 forward slits for eyes. The sides were covered with cowhides. A platform supporting the legs lay flat on the ground. It looked like nothing the people of the citadel of Ilium had ever seen. To some with a good imagination, it vaguely resembled a stiff-legged horse. The Dardanians had awoken in the morning, expecting to see the Achaeans surrounding their fortress city and ready for battle as they had for the past 10 weeks. But the plain below was empty. All they could see was a thick haze of smoke drifting over the ashes of what had been the enemy camp. The Achaeans and their fleet had vanished. During the dead of night, they had loaded their ships with their supplies, horses, arms, and chariots, and sailed away, leaving only the mysterious wooden monster behind. Dardanian scouts returned and reported that the Achaean camp was abandoned. Overjoyed that the siege of Ilium had ended, the people threw aside the main gate of the citadel and poured across the open plain where both armies had clashed and